Previously on Suits.
Jeff.
Jessica, you were right. We either need to have both or it's not going to work. Effective immediately, I'm tendering my resignation.
Forsman doesn't throw money around without getting something in return.
He's gonna get money in return.
Money is third on his list. The first two are getting back at people and getting control of people.
Son of a bitch, you didn't bring me here for you to sign on the arrows. You brought me here for me to sign on the arrows.
Yep. After Woodall lost his job, Forsman got him installed at the SEC.
Where's the proof? In Eric Woodall's bank accounts.
This is ridiculous. I'm your boss.
Gentlemen, give me a minute.
You're forcing me to turn you in for what you did 12 years ago.
You're not going to do that because you did it too, pal.
Anyone else ever loses faith in me, doesn't matter. But with you, it's different. I should go.
Why?
You know I love you, Donna.
Sing, won't you sing for me? Beast in your belly, you've got to let it breathe. Sing, come, sing for me. Beast in your belly, your Lord, heart, you've got to let it breathe. Breathe for me.
Can I get a McAllen 18?
You know, usually when someone wins their first trial, they at least pretend to finish the drink their fellow ADAs bought them.
I'm sorry, do we...
Know each other? Not yet. But today's your lucky day.
And why is that?
Because it's the day you get to meet Donna.
And let me guess, you're Donna.
Oh, you have no idea how Donna I am.
Well, Donna, I'm Harvey...
Harvey Specter, you really think I'd be talking to you if I didn't know how you were?
How exactly do you know about me?
I know about everybody. What I don't know is why this is the first case you ever took to trial.
Because it was a white-collar crime, not some drug dealer on the corner, which makes it the kind of case.
That puts your name in the paper.
You're not just a pretty face, are you?
No, I'm not. So maybe you should buy me a drink and we can continue this conversation in the corner.
Okay. Sean, what are you doing in my building in the middle of the night? I thought we were done with you following me.
I'm not following you. I'm waiting for you. I need your help.
You need my help, or the SEC needs my help?
We both do. But at the moment, I care more about me than I do about the SEC. I can't find the money.
What do you mean you can't find the money? What the hell have you been doing for the last 3 months?
Looking for the money.
Then look harder, because Woodall isn't in the charity business. Forsman buys people, and we handed them to you on a silver platter.
And I stuck my neck out for you, and I accused my friend of being on the take. Now, if I can't follow through with that, Eric Woodall walks. Charles Forsman walks.
Well, what makes you think I can find the money when you couldn't?
I don't know if you can or not, but they're going to shut me down in 5 days, and I need all the help I can get.
Enough about me, let's talk about you.
Ooh, my favorite subject.
You know what I think? I think your favorite subject didn't come up to me just to find out why I went to trial. You want something.
I sure do.
And I think I might be ready to give it to you.
It's not sex.
Then never mind.
Wow, you're going to be that honest about it.
Saves time.
Well, in that case, I want to move to your desk.
And why is that?
Because it's no secret that in a few years you're going back to Gordon Schmidt and Van Dyke.
And let me guess, you want to come with me when I do?
No, I don't.
Then why?
Because I'm going to be an actress, and I want somebody who understands that there's more to life than just the DA's office. And that I can give my all to them, but still step out for the occasional audition.
So you're stepping out on me already?
Yes. But the important thing is, I'm telling you about it in advance.
McAllen 36.
I didn't order McAllen 36.
It's from the gentleman over there.
Okay, I don't know who that is, but I'm telling you right now, he is bad news.
You look different.
I
I will take that as a compliment.
I meant I wasn't expecting to see you like that.
I know what you meant. What you really meant is that you weren't expecting to see me at all.
Excuse me?
Oh, come on, Harvey. Ever since Mike came back to the firm, I've basically been non-existent to you.
What's going on?
Cahill can't find the money.
What do you mean he can't find the money? What's he been doing this whole time?
Yeah, that's what I said.
And what did he say?
He said he's in trouble and he needs our help. And I'm going to tell you what I couldn't tell him. He can't find the money because he's been looking in the wrong place.
So where's the right place?
I don't know exactly. But somewhere there's a person Eric Woodall cares about. And that's where the money went.
And why can't we tell Cahill that?
Because I don't want him to know how I know it.
How do you know it?
Because I know. You want a chance to exist? Figure out a way to get this done.
See the money won't stay here with you. Getting all the pieces of pie for your wife. Everybody wanna know how it feels. Everybody wanna see what it's like.
Lewis, I got your note, and I know that Norma's still out, but I really don't have time to...
Norma's dead.
What?
She died this morning taking care of her sister.
Oh, Lewis, I'm so sorry.
You don't need to fake it, Donna.
I'm not faking it. She was a sweet woman.
She was a freaking battle axe is what she was. There wasn't a day that went by that I didn't want to rip out one of her varicose veins and strangle her with it.
Okay, I don't think you're in touch with how you're really feeling right now.
How I'm feeling is that she left me high and dry, just like she always did.
You expect her to keep working?
Look at this. It's her entire estate laid out on paper. She could have managed my calendar, but this crap fest she plans within an inch of her life.
And you want me to make sure these things are bequeathed properly?
You could stuff them in a giant pinata for all I care. I have to go find the perfect urn to throw her ashes off the top of a building.
She requested that?
Oh, she wanted them to be in here with me, but like hell I'm going to do that.
Okay, Lewis, I will take care of this for you, but you're not throwing her ashes anywhere without me.
Okay, fine. Do you want me to smooth things over with Harvey for you?
No. Harvey will be just fine on his own.
I know who you are, and I'm not interested. Just because I got a bad reputation?
Because I'm not accepting a drink for putting your rival behind bars.
You got the wrong idea, pal. I didn't buy you that for putting my enemy away. I bought you that for how you put my enemy away.
Okay, you got me. What are you talking about?
You. You've got something special. And I want people with something special working for me.
Why exactly would I want to work for you?
I can think of a million reasons, because that's the signing bonus I'm going to give you. And that's a hell of a lot more money than you're ever going to make as a lawyer.
What if I told you I don't practice law to make money?
Then I'd ask you, what are you practicing for?
To bend people to my will.
Then bend people to your will for me. Make a lot of money on top of it.
Well, here's the thing, Mr. Forsman. Not that it's any of your business, but I'll be making $500,000 a year in no time.
$500,000 a year is dick. My gardener makes that.
Then go offer your gardener a job because I'm not interested.
Just so you know, you change your mind and come back to me, it's not going to be the same conversation.
Thanks for the drink. Good luck, Mr. Forsman.
What are you doing?
What do you think I'm doing? If Forsman gave the money to someone Woodall's close to, we need to start by compiling a family tree.
I meant, why aren't you at school today?
Because I'm going to prove to Harvey that I exist.
Okay. Now that you mention it, what was that last night?
Ever since you came back, it's like you and Harvey speak this secret language and I'm not a part of it.
Rachel, come on, we have a history.
I'm not talking about history, I'm talking about respect.
Okay, you don't know what you're talking about if you think Harvey doesn't respect you.
Are you going to tell me that last night he didn't give you a look that said you don't need to tell her the full story because she doesn't need to know?
Rachel, he didn't give me that look because he doesn't respect you. He gave me that look because he's ashamed.
What are you talking about?
Let's just say that I'm not the only one that Charles Forsman duped.
Harvey got taken by Forsman?
Yes. And he only told me because he had to when we were in the middle of that takeover battle.
That's why Harvey's so slow to care about anybody. Forsman knew somebody he cared about.
Holy shit, I never even thought about that.
What do you think it was?
I don't know, but I have a pretty good guess.
Well, what do you think?
I think this place is a dump and I'm busy, so why don't you tell me why we're here?
I want to open a restaurant here.
Marcus, there's already a restaurant here, and it isn't working.
Which is why they're going to lose their lease.
Take a look. I've got a chef. I've got a liquor license. I've got renovation plans. I have everything I need.
Except the money.
I need $150,000.
Are you crazy?
Come on, Harvey. This is my dream. I know I can make this work.
I'm not saying you can't, but I don't have that kind of money.
What are you talking about? You're the big-time lawyer who just got his name in the paper.
My name in the paper doesn't pay me extra money. I make $50,000 a year.
And you said you were going to be a corporate lawyer.
Yeah, and when I am, I can help you, but right now...
I don't give a shit about right now. I give a shit about when you were supposed to be my big brother, but instead, what did you do?
I know what I did.
Then you know I can never get a loan for as long as I live.
Marcus, when are you going to take responsibility for your own shit?
What the hell does it look like I'm trying to do? I came to you first because I know you'd want me to. If you don't come through, I'm going to go to Mom.
You don't mean Mom. You mean him. And you're not taking a nickel from that man.
Taking his money isn't going to make what he did to Dad any worse.
That's bullshit, and you know it. And I'm not going to let you do it.
Hey, Harvey. How the hell are you going to stop me?
Am I crazy, or is that the same dress you were wearing the last time I saw you?
You must be crazy, because I don't wear the same dress ever.
Then you must spend a fortune on wardrobe. But I have to say, it's worth it.
I suddenly get the feeling this isn't just a drop-by.
I want to move up our timeline.
Harvey, we have a deal. I put myself on the line for you, and our deal is not going to change.
I could just pay you the money back and move on.
And if you could do that, you wouldn't be here asking to come back. How much money did Marcus lose this time?
He didn't lose anything. He wants to start a restaurant.
He doesn't want to start shit. He owes somebody something.
You don't know that. He's turned his life around.
What I know is he has a problem, and he's looking to get money from you. You're not going to get it from me.
Then I'll get it somewhere else.
And what's that supposed to mean?
I got a job offer from Charles Forsman.
Look at me. I don't care what he's offering you. Don't take it.
Because he's got a bad reputation, you think I don't know that?
I think there are a lot of things you think you know that you don't.
What I know is you're either going to help me or Charles Forsman is. It's up to you.
Harvey, I can't make you listen to me. But what I'm not going to do is let you come here and leverage me with some bullshit offer from a shady banker. So do what you're going to do. Don't say I didn't warn you.
You can buy all the Wonder Bread you want, Eric, but you can't take it with you to prison.
What are you doing here?
I'm here to remind you that once they find the money, it's all going to come tumbling down.
Well, they're not going to find the money, because there is no money.
Not in your accounts, but I know what Cahill doesn't. Forsman gave it to somebody you care about, and if I tell him that, it'll be too late.
I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to bait me into moving the body.
We both know you're not dumb enough to do that. I'm here to get you to cut a deal and turn Forsman in.
You don't have the authority to cut a deal.
No, but I can get Cahill, too. After you hire me to represent you.
You mean hire the fox to watch the henhouse? Not a chance.
Eric, they're closing in. And when they do, you're going to want to call me. So, why don't you take my card?
This is ridiculous. Woodall's got 30 people. It could be or it could be none of them.
I know that, but this is our job.
No, our job is to help Harvey get Forsman.
If you're thinking what I think you're thinking,
I am in
Rachel, we are never going to get Harvey to go after Forsman for what they did 12 years ago.
Why? Because of his brother?
Yes, because of his brother, or because he's ashamed. Either way, he knows it's a possibility. He doesn't need me to tell him about it.
No, he just doesn't need me to tell him about it.
Rachel,
this is not about that. Look, I can't tell him, because I'm not supposed to know, but you can.
And I just told you, he doesn't want to hear it.
And when has that ever stopped you before?
This is different.
Why?
Because he's ashamed.
And he's not thinking right. And he needs your help more than ever.
Then we're both telling him.
Mike, I don't need the credit.
No, this isn't about credit. This is about us. He can't tell me something and expect me not to tell you.
You wanted to see me?
Yes, where have you been all day?
Why? Is there something you want to talk about?
Yeah, where you've been. Sean Cahill was at my door last night.
Harvey, Norma passed away. I've been helping Lewis.
Norma died? That's terrible.
Thought you couldn't stand her.
I couldn't, but I assumed Lewis loved her, so do what you need to do.
Oh, because she was his secretary, he must have loved her.
That's not what I meant.
But it is what you said.
Okay, Donna, what's wrong?
How about we start with the fact that I have been wondering for the last 10 hours if you're going to acknowledge what happened last night, but you're you, so of course you're not.
I'm not going to acknowledge it because nothing happened last night.
Why? And don't tell me I know why.
Because it would have been a mistake, and you know it.
What I know is something happened. And you ran away, but not before you told me you love me.
I did that because I wanted to make you feel better.
What did you just say to me?
That's not what I meant. I didn't say
because
that to...
You pity me? Yeah, you
no,
did.
I said it because I love you, and I wanted you to know it.
Love me how?
Why does that have to come
Love out? Me how? That's what I thought. You either can't answer or you won't, which is bullshit, because obviously you don't just look at me this way. You're capable of looking at me that way, but you don't want to let those worlds collide because you're afraid to risk anything.
Because we have everything.
No, Harvey, you have everything.
So you're saying you want everything?
I don't know, Harvey, but what I do know is I don't want your pity.
All the world is all around us.
What are you doing here? Nobody finds out where I live.
I do.
Hold on a second. Let me turn this off.
You gotta be kidding me. Your wife in Wall Street?
A monthly ritual to remind myself.
Of what?
Of what a pussy Gordon Gekko is. Now. Want to tell me what changed your mind?
I decided I wanted the money.
And you turned me down, so. Now you're going to tell me why you want the money.
My brother needs $150,000 for a restaurant.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Let's have it.
Okay, you want it? Here it is. It's not just a restaurant, it's a second chance. Marcus has a gambling problem. And I gave it to him.
Mm-hmm. And you think this is his way out?
I know it is.
We're not a good fit. Because restaurants fail. And when this one does, you'll leave. So you might as well leave right now.
And how about we bet on it?
You're going to gamble on something to get your brother out of a gambling problem?
I didn't say I had a problem.
I think maybe you do.
When you always win... It's not a problem.
I think I might like you, pal.
Lewis, I got your message. What's going on?
What's going on is they're trying to screw me. I need you to be bad cop.
What?
Have you made a decision, sir? No, I haven't made a decision, you shyster dealer of death.
Oh, okay. I think maybe we're going to need another minute.
No, we don't. I don't need another minute to see that this looks like a pot from Home Depot, this looks like a lamp from Motel 6, and this looks like a goddamn howitzer shell. You are lucky that I don't take this mockery of a final resting place and shove it up your ass.
Lewis, that's enough.
No, it's not enough. I've been handling this bullshit for 2 days for a woman who's supposed to be handling things for me.
Lewis, this isn't about the urn.
Oh, please don't give me that touchy-feely shit. And why the hell are you not being bad cop?
Because that's not what's needed.
Oh, bullshit, it's not what's needed.
Lewis?
You don't care about me. You never cared about me. All you care about is yourself. And your stupid sister! And your Hummel figurines! And your Murder, She Wrote rerun!
Lewis, I'm not Norma!
She's gone. And it's going to be okay.
She was a battle axe! She was my battle axe.
I know.
God, she didn't just leave me high and dry. She left me for good.
It's okay.
Both of you.
We both work for you.
Which is why we're both here to say maybe it's time we explore other options.
You gotta be kidding me. You spent 2 days on this and you're ready to throw in the towel?
We spent 2 of our 5 days on it and we still don't have a name, so we think it's time to consider...
What?
Going after Forsman for whatever he did to you 12 years ago.
You told her?
Yes, I did, because like I said, we both work for you.
Which means we both want to help.
You think I haven't wondered how to go after Forsman 100 times in the last 12 years?
And why don't you?
Because I'm not the only one at risk.
You mean your brother?
Yes, I do. Now, I'm not going to bring him into this because he didn't do anything wrong.
Harvey, I'm not saying...
Did you hear me? He doesn't just have a gun to my head, okay? He's got one to my brother.
And how many times have you told me that when someone has a gun to your head, you figure a different way out?
This is Charles Forsman. There is no other way out.
Harvey,
I gave you a job to do. Now do your goddamn job.
Oh, that was a bust.
We had to try.
Did we? I told you he'd be pissed off and he was.
Yeah, you also told me he needed to hear things that he didn't want to hear.
Okay, well now all he heard is not only can he trust me, he can't trust you either.
That's not what he heard and you know it.
What he heard was that you're the closest person in the world to me. I am never going to keep things from you and I'm not the only one in his corner.
I'm the closest person in the world to you.
Of course you are. How can you
even... I'm not questioning it. I'm the closest person in the world to you and I wouldn't be on your family tree.
You're talking about
yes,
Woodall.
Yes, I'm talking about Woodall.
Woodall's married. We checked his wife. Nothing.
That's the thing. We're not married.
Okay, I really don't think this is the time to bring that
I'm
up.
I'm being serious. We've exhausted every person that's related to him. Maybe it's time we found someone who isn't.
That's genius.
Thank you.
Now I really don't understand why Harvey doesn't respect you. It's too soon. It's too soon for that joke. Too soon.
I can have anyone. Take your pick. It doesn't matter because you're going to lose.
That's funny. I look at it like I'm going to win twice. I get to drive a badass car and I get to kick your ass.
Cocky. I like that. Guy like you, I'm surprised you can stand working for Cameron Dennis in the first place.
What do you mean?
He doesn't like cocky. Take, for instance, what's his name, DuPont? What's he up for? Tax evasion?
Inside of trade.
You know, whatever. The point is, after what you did the other day, why are you leading that?
Because this is Cameron's case.
If I were him, it'd be yours. Harvey, you are his star player. And he's not even putting you in the game. And on top of that, didn't have the balls to announce whether he's going after DuPont or not.
Don't you worry about Cameron Dennis. DuPont's going to get what's coming to him.
That's exactly what I wanted to hear.
What are you talking about?
Well, you're loyal to the guy you work for. I like that.
So you just talking shit about him to see if I jump on board?
And you didn't. Which is why we don't have to race anymore.
You saying I got the job?
I'm saying welcome to the team.
That's all well and good, Charles, but we're still racing.
You sure as hell are. We just had to find something else to bet on.
Hey, Sean, good to see you.
Don't give me that shit. Did you confront Eric Woodall yesterday morning at his supermarket?
I ran into him by accident. I like the produce there.
I'm not in the mood, Harvey. Did you approach the subject of an SEC investigation with the express purpose of intimidating him?
I approached him with the express purpose of hiring me as his lawyer.
Why the hell would you do that? You're supposed to be helping me.
And if he's willing to admit what he did, that is helping me.
And instead, he's claiming that I sent you there to intimidate him.
Then I guess that's the way it's breaking.
What the hell are we talking about?
He's either going to buy what I'm selling or cover his tracks. And if he covers his tracks, you need to be there.
Are you asking me to follow him?
No, I'm telling you to follow him.
I can't do that. I don't have authorization.
Didn't stop you following me.
Enough. He's filing charges of harassment against me. We do this, nothing sticks.
Then we might not get him because I have nothing.
Well, let me give you a little extra motivation. Remember, Woodall knows all about Lewis Litzel Forsman transgression. So, if he gets exonerated, who do you think is going to be the first person he goes after? So instead of going to Jersey for your produce, Go get me something I can use.
You're having a drink by yourself? What's going on?
What's going on is I just finished having them scrape Jeff's name off his door. So why don't you tell me why you're here, Harvey?
Cahill's having trouble getting evidence against Forsman and Woodall.
I'm aware of that.
Then you should also be aware that if Woodall keeps his job, he's likely to go after Lewis.
I could have done that math, and so could you, so.
I might be able to help them get Forsman on something else.
Does this have something to do with when he offered you that job 12 years ago?
Yes.
I told you that man was trouble.
And I told you I wouldn't abandon Marcus, and you were wrong about him.
So this has something to do with Marcus?
Yes, it does.
Well, if you are asking me to choose between your brother and Lewis, you know who I'm choosing.
I'm not asking you to do that.
Then what are you asking?
I want your help to get my mind right.
Well, here's the thing, Harvey. Jeff's gone. And he's gone because of the choices I made. So I'm not sure if I can help you get your mind right. Because right now, mine's not right.
Hang on a second. Hey.
Hey.
You didn't come down here just to give me my start date.
I came down here to tell you I think you have something special, and I'd love nothing more than to have you on my desk, but I'm leaving the DA's office.
Does this have something to do with that Forsman guy buying you a drink the other night?
I thought you didn't know who he was.
Well, I looked him up because I thought I was going to be working for you. And I'm telling you, he's shady.
Because he's got a bad reputation?
Oh, I don't care what his reputation is. You don't know this about me yet, but I know people. Usually better than they know themselves. And the same way I know you are a good person, I can tell you that man is rotten to the core.
You're just trying to get me to stay so you can work on my desk.
Listen to me. I don't care whether I work on your desk or not. You're making a mistake if you take a job with that man.
Then I guess I'm making a mistake, because I already did. It's nice knowing you, Donna.
So you're keeping her here after all?
Yeah, I couldn't throw her off the roof after you got me to cry.
I'm glad.
Don, I can't thank you enough for what you did.
Oh, you're welcome, Lewis. The truth is, I needed this more than you know.
Well, I get it. You needed a distraction after everything you just went through.
Yeah, something like that.
Truth is, I could use a distraction myself.
Well, there is one thing that you still need to do. You need to start thinking about a new secretary.
Donna, I know I've asked you this before. But we're so much closer now than we were then, and I...
Lewis, I work for Harvey. You know I can't be your secretary.
But we have this bond. You and I. Shakespeare. The Gun Club. We've always spoken the same language, and you know it.
Lewis, I can't.
I get it. Better as friends.
Hey, how about I set up a little farewell for Norma as my last official act as your interim secretary?
Thank you, Donna.
Are you sure we've got the right address?
I'm positive. Can I help you?
Yes, is there a Marianne McGrath here? Who can I say is asking?
We're with Pierce Inspector Litt. We'd like to speak with her in regards to an ongoing case.
I'm afraid that won't be possible.
You just said she was here. I don't understand.
Marianne has advanced Alzheimer's. But she's 55. It's early onset, and hers is particularly aggressive. I'm sorry.
Can I ask how long she's been a patient?
We're not supposed to disclose anything. Please. It's really important. She was moved here about a year and a half ago. And before that, I don't really know. But I don't think she was getting the best care. Thank you.
My mother's 55. You know, and if she's only here because Forsman pays for it,
I know. Harvey wants us to find the person Woodall's close to. That's all we can do.
Well, all we can do is going to send her back to some horrible facility.
I don't exactly know.
Yes,
that.
We do.
Rachel, it's terrible. I don't like it any more than you do, but it's not up to us.
I know. It just sucks.
You goddamn liar.
Now, don't be mad. Yeah, Conchita tells everybody I'm not home.
You know what I'm talking about. DuPont Investments dropped through the floor today, and you sold short based on something I told you in confidence.
I don't recall you telling me anything at all.
You son of a bitch. You made over $100 million on that trade.
Yeah, I did. Welcome to the real world, pal.
My real world doesn't involve befriending young attorneys to get inside information.
Maybe not the right man for me after all.
You think I still want to work for you after this?
You wanted competition and money. You got the competition. Here's your money.
You can shove that $1 million up your ass, because I'm not only not taking your job, I'm going to prosecute you.
And you might as well add your name to the indictment, since you've already shared in the profits.
What are you talking about?
Take a look at this check. That's not $1 million. It's $850,000. But you can guess where the other $150,000 went.
What did you do?
You know what I did.
Marcus had nothing to do with this.
You wouldn't have had you said yes right away, but you didn't.
We're giving you the money back.
Gonna break his little heart. He thinks that money came from you. And you snatch cash out of an addicted gambler's hands, take away his dream, only one way that story ends. So you can either pout about it, or you can embrace it and prove to everyone I was right when I said I saw something special.
Someday the shoe's going to be on the other foot, Charles.
Words spoken by every loser I've ever met. See you around, pal.
It's Woodall's first wife. Her name's Marianne. They grew up together. They got married when they were 21 and had it annulled 6 months later.
What's the money for?
She has Alzheimer's.
Don't tell me. He moved her to a high-end facility and pays for round-the-clock care.
And the problem is, we called the company that handles the billing and...
And everything's in cash up front, probably paid 5 years in advance.
And Marianne couldn't tell us because she doesn't speak.
Which means we don't have any proof.
Where are you going?
I'm
going
to go get us some proof. You did this?
Mike and I both did.
Then why isn't he here?
You know why.
Because it was more you than him. You did a good job, Rafe.
Shopping, renting videos. You must be going stir crazy.
That's all right. My suspension is about to expire.
Yeah, I wouldn't count on it. We found Marianne. I'm told she's doing well at the new facility. You know the one Forsman's paying for.
You son of a bitch.
I'm not here to exploit your tragedy, Eric. I'm here to tell you it's over.
No, if this were over, you'd be with Sean Cahill right now. Which means you're still looking for me to cut a deal.
I'm looking for you to turn on Forsman.
It would cost me for the second time in 3 days. I throw Marianne's name around like a bargaining chip? You think I'm going to help you? Drop dead.
Eric, please. The reason I knew to look for someone that you cared about was that Forsman did the same thing to me. He finds your weakness and presses down until you don't have the will to stand up to him. With you, it was an ex-wife with Alzheimer's. With me, it was a little brother addicted to gambling.
I don't care. You don't have proof. And you're not going to get it in the next 24 hours.
You're right, I don't. But here's the thing. Cahill may have a deadline, but I don't. And I don't care how long it takes, because I'm going to find that proof if you don't turn on Forsman.
A lot of you don't know this, but the truth is, I hated Norma. I hated her clogs. Her mustache.
Her stupid seasonal sweaters. But the thing I hated most about her was her favorite story about how Abe Vigoda asked her to marry him in 1975. I mean, we get it. You were hot. You turned him down, and it was the biggest regret of your life. And like everything you ever said, I couldn't stand it at the time. But now that you're gone, I understand what you meant. Don't let the moment pass. Don't let the people you love walk by you without letting them know how you feel about them. Because life slips by and then it's over. And I'm not going to let another minute pass me by without letting you know how much you mean to me. I love you, Norma.
Thank you, Louis. It was a lovely ceremony.
That was beautiful, Louis.
Couldn't have done it without you.
No, that's not true.
Yeah, it is. I couldn't even see how I felt without you showing me. And the truth is, Donna, you know me better than I know myself. Like I said, Harvey has no idea how lucky he is to have you.
I'm locked out from the starlight. And then we'll leave it. Cause you told me that the stars were mine. You didn't mean it.
Looking for the money I supposedly gave Eric Woodall?
Want to save me the trouble and just admit what you did?
Now, where would be the fun in that?
Fine. Keep playing your games, but this time you're going to lose.
Why, because you think you convinced Woodall to give me up? Yeah, he came to see me. Said you tried to get him to turn me in.
What I said was, you're an arrogant bastard who spent his life manipulating people.
And you're the loser who only cares about competition. Not my fault you can't beat me.
I can this time.
Oh, I don't think so, pal. Because he turns on me, I turn on you.
If you're talking about 12 years ago, let me remind you, we were both part of that deal.
Yes, we were. All three of us were. You, me, and your brother.
You leave my brother out of this.
Not a chance. And you don't leave this Woodall thing alone. By the time I'm done, all anybody will know about 12 years ago is you gave me a tip and made sure your little brother profited from it.
I didn't give you shit. You tricked me into giving you inside information and then blackmailed me by giving Marcus money he didn't even know was dirty.
That may be the truth, but they're never going to hear it from me.
I'm afraid they just did.
Hi, Charles. Sean Cahill. Nice to meet you.
Who the hell are you?
I'm the guy from the SEC that isn't in your pocket.
I asked Sean to follow Woodall.
Couldn't. No authorization. But I had no problem getting authorization to follow you.
Which is how I knew when to turn this on.
You wearing a goddamn wire?
For someone whose favorite movie is Wall Street, it's gotta be pretty embarrassing. You may have gotten the better of me 12 years ago, Charles, but this time, you didn't. So remember what it feels like, because I know I will.
Harvey, this isn't over.
Words spoken by every loser I've ever met. See you around, pal.
Two for two.
He didn't touch my balls.
Black, two sugars, splash of vanilla.
How do you know that's how I take my coffee?
Same way I know you're not taking that job.
You know I'm not taking that job because I came into work today.
No, Mr. Spector. I knew you weren't taking that job the second you walked away from me the other night. Told you I know people better than they know themselves.
Well,
What did you do with Tina?
Oh, I had Big Bertha reassign her.
To who?
Do you really care?
Not a bit.
Good. Here's the deal. I will take a bullet for you. And I don't mean that literally. But what you do for me is, when I need something, you give it to me. It's not just a one-way street.
Will you also do some actual secretarial work?
Take a look at what I did with your calendar there, hotshot.
Holy shit. When did you get that done?
Told you I'm not like every other secretary. I'm Donna.
Then let's get to work. But for the record, I don't take vanilla with my coffee.
You will after you taste that.
Oh my God, this is awesome.
When will they learn? Perfect timing.
And what are we celebrating?
Our win.
Our win. I like the sound of that.
Me too. Where were you?
I'll get into that in a minute. I want to talk to you for a second.
What is it?
Rachel, you know I told you I loved you from the second I met you.
Oh, you loved my pencil skirt.
I loved your face. You're the most amazing woman I have ever met. And you're not just beautiful. You're sweet and caring and kind and brilliant and tenacious.
Are you doing what I think you're doing?
I called your father today. And then I went to get Grammy's ring cleaned.
Oh my.
I don't want to go 40 years wondering why I didn't do this one day sooner. Rachel Elizabeth Zane. I love you. And I always will. You're my whole life. Will you marry me?
Yes.
She wore it every day for almost 60 years.
So will I.
What's up, dickhead?
What's up, loser?
Hey, Harvey, good to hear from you. What's going on? Everything okay?
Yeah, everything's okay. I just haven't talked to you in a while. I want to see how you're doing.
I'm great. Katie's good, the kids are good, everything's good.
Great. That's exactly what I wanted to hear.
You sure there's nothing going on?
Nothing. Like I said, I just haven't talked to you in a while, and I miss you.
I miss you too, Harvey, but unless you got something else, I've got to go. The kids are in the bath.
Nothing else.
Love you, Harvey.
I love you too.
Listen, I was thinking about what you said, about me pitying you, and I don't. Nothing could be further from the truth. I think you're one of the most amazing women I've ever met, and just because I don't...
I'm leaving you, Harvey.
What?
This isn't working for me anymore.
Don, I know how you're feeling, but you just went through something huge with being on trial, and you need to give it time. You can't just quit.
I'm not quitting. I'm going to work for Lewis.